NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. Firefighters continue working to secure the Sago fire perimeter, which is at 282 acres with containment increasing from the last report of 17%. Crews will also begin assessing repair needs on Monday. The Sago fire is burning in grass along with juniper, pinyon, and ponderosa pine near cow camp facilities on the Mescalero Reservation. Resources assigned to the fire include the Smoky Bear Hotshot crew, two water tenders, three bulldozers, nine engines, and one T21A crew. Medical resources arrived on Sunday, and most resources are based at Spike Camp near the fire. And New Mexico health officials last week reported an additional two cases of measles at the Luna County Detention Center, bringing the state's total to 15 this year, all in detention centers. The New Mexico Department of Health reports 10 cases in Luna County, three in Doña Ana County, and two in Hidalgo County, all among federal detainees. No hospitalizations or deaths have been associated with the cases, according to health officials. And in Roswell, a planned solar and battery energy production facility was the topic of an open house for nearby property owners last week. Project representatives for the Coyote Willow Energy Park, a 250 megawatt solar energy generator and 125 megawatt battery energy storage system facility, stood at tables containing information about the project with explanations about solar energy and how electricity generated this way is collected and stored. And they answered questions about potential effects on wildlife and plants, what resources are necessary for its operation, the characteristics of the location, what would occur at the site, and how this type of land use could affect the area. The developer stressed that the project would generate more than $19 million in property taxes over 35 years, and they plan to start operating the facility in 2028. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.